From Spark and Anvil and Lyric Forge, this is Turn and Holler in Chapter 1 of the Lyric Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The air in the recording booth was thick with silence. Not the good kind of silence, where a song has just ended perfectly, but the sticky, stuck kind. Turn sat at the small electric piano, fingers hovering over the keys but not pressing them down. Opposite, Holler stood with their hands gripping the microphone stand, knuckles white. The gray foam on the walls seemed to be leaning in, listening to the nothing they were making. They had three good lines, three lines that felt like the start of something amazing, but the fourth line was a brick wall. "Let's just try it one more time from the top," Holler said, their voice quiet but firm. Turn sighed, a little puff of air. "We've tried it 20 times, Holler. It's not working." Turn's fingers finally came down, playing a gentle, questioning chord that hung in the air like dust. "The last line just sits there. It doesn't do anything." "It's the anchor," Holler insisted, tapping a steady rhythm on the mic stand with one finger. "It's what holds it all together. It has to be there." Turn looked at their own reflection in the polished black of the piano keys. An anchor was good, but an anchor could also keep you from ever going anywhere. Holler closed their eyes. The best way to know if a line was right was to feel it. Not to think it, but to feel it. They took a breath, the way they always did, and sang the line that felt like the truest thing in the world. "And the sky is an empty page," Holler sang. The note was pure and steady. It felt right. It felt like the core of the song. Everything they had sung so far led to that line. It was the foundation. You couldn't build a house without a foundation. You just had to put it down and trust it. "Again," Holler whispered to themselves, and sang it once more, a little louder this time. "And the sky is an empty page." Yes. It got stronger every time they sang it. It was a fact. It was the truth of the song. Turn made a frustrated noise from the piano. "It is an empty page, Holler. That's the problem. We're not writing anything on it." "We are," Holler insisted, opening their eyes. "We're writing that it's empty. We're making you feel how big and empty it is. You have to say it. You have to say it again and again so people believe it." For Holler, the power was in the repeat. The power was in coming home to the same thought, the same feeling, the same solid ground. Turn spun around on the piano bench. "But a song isn't a fact. It's a story. A story has to move. It has to surprise you." Turn's hands flew to the keys, but instead of playing the simple chords of their song, they played something different, a jumble of notes, a melody that twisted and climbed and didn't seem to know where it was going. It was messy, but it was alive. "What if," Turn said, thinking out loud, "the sky isn't an empty page? What if it's a forgotten page, a page someone tore out of a book and can't find anymore?" Turn played a sad minor chord. The feeling in the room changed instantly. It wasn't just empty anymore. Now it was lonely. "Or," Turn's eyes lit up, "what if the sky is a scrunched up page, a page someone wrote a secret on and then tried to throw away?" The chords became tense, full of mystery. "You're just changing the words," Holler said flatly. "The feeling is the same." "No, the feeling is everything," Turn countered, their fingers dancing over the keys. "We have to find the one word that flips the whole thing over, the one that makes you see everything that came before in a totally new light. We need the turn." Holler shook their head, stubborn. They believed in their line. They planted their feet and gripped the microphone. They were going to sing it one more time. And this time, Turn would have to hear how right it was, how solid, how necessary. "And the sky is an empty page," Holler sang. They poured all their belief into the note, holding it strong and true. Tern didn't argue. Tern didn't sigh. This time, Tern just listened. As Holler held the note, Tern's hands found the piano keys, but they didn't play the chord that was supposed to be there. Instead, they played a strange, beautiful new one, a chord that was full of hope and surprise. The sound was magical. Holler's steady, grounding line was still there, but Tern's new chord underneath it made it feel completely different. The empty page wasn't sad or final anymore. It was a promise. It was a place to begin. Holler's voice wavered for just a second, the surprise hitting them. Their eyes flew open and met Tern's. A slow grin spread across Holler's face. "Whoa," Holler breathed. "Do that again."
They did it again. And again. Holler sang their anchor line, the one that never changed. Tern played the pivot chord, the one that changed everything. It wasn't one or the other. It was both. Together. "Okay," Tern said, the excitement bubbling in their voice. "Okay, so after your line with my chord, what comes next?" Holler didn't even have to think. The door was open now. The page wasn't empty anymore. "And the sky is an empty page," Holler sang, with Tern's surprising chord lifting the words up. Then Tern leaned into their own microphone at the piano and added the next line, their voice weaving around Holler's. "Until you write your name." That was it. That was the turn, the piece that had been missing. The line that Holler held onto became the setup. The change that Tern discovered became the answer. They sang the whole verse through, their two ideas locked together. The song was finally moving, flying forward. In the small gray booth, Tern and Holler looked at each other and smiled. The silence was gone, replaced by a song that was finally, truly whole.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Tern and Holler. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.